This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Yesterday, the press briefing, ANC's press briefing, and the announcement of the top six position in the ANC National Executive Committee and the names of the people who are nominated by the ANC's over 4,000 branches across the country. We saw President Cyril Ramaphosa and former Health Minister Zweli Mkhize being nominated as the top two candidates to stand for the ANC, and Kgalema Motlanthe, ANC's head of electoral committee, saying that the president received, or Ramaphosa received 2,037 nominations, while Mkhize stood at 916. Now, looking at some of the people, you know, and in terms of the numbers and how, you know, they fared against each other, Deputy President, we have Paul Mashatile at 1,791, and we have Secretary General Ndumiseni Ntuli at 1,225, the Deputy Secretary General Nomvula Mkonyane at 1,779, Chairperson Stanley Matabata at 1,492, and the Treasurer, Benjamin Chauke, at 552 votes. Now, we are going to be looking at these candidates that made it to the top and came against, you know, the other contestants that were against them, or that were competing for the same position with them. Now, we're going to be looking into the reputation of the running candidates for the key roles of the ANC this year's 55th ANC elective conference.
What do you think has a better history? And I choose the word better instead of clean, because no one has a clean history, especially in politics. They will always find something. So one person that you think could be or would be fitting for that position, and why? Who stands a better chance?
Are you asking him?
Come on. Even new journalists.
Like you said, who has lesser scandals, I suppose?
Yeah.
Or, okay, Nomvula, no.
Paul Mashatile?
Paul Mashatile, I don't know. I look at him and I think at how the organization has just been struggling with paying the salaries, you know, of its workers. Mm-hmm. I look at him and he's tainted by that. You know, he's the Treasurer General. So maybe him.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Send us your predictions.
It's a difficult one.
Yeah, send us your predictions on 079-899-6226. These are public figures we are all exposed to, and some of the scandals have been widely reported on. So when you sit and look at the list, who do you think has a better history that will be fitting for their position to lead this organization, and why?
Capricorn FM, Limpopo Southern Frequency, 16 minutes before 7. I don't know if we're going to finish or not, but we take a look at the reputation of the running candidates for the key roles of the ANC at this year's 55th ANC elective conference happening next month. That conversation kicks off up next.
Connect with us on WhatsApp and Telegram on 079-899-6226.
And that's where you can find us to let us know what your thoughts are. We're asking you this morning, who do you think has a better history that will be fitting for their position to take over at the ANC? And what are your reasons? Leave us a voice note or text on 079-899-6226.
And right now we're talking to Tshepo Matseba, the MD for Reputation First Group. We're looking at the reputation of those in the running for the 55th ANC Elective Conference. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you so much for joining us. So we are taking a look at the reputation of those in the running for the 55th ANC Elective Conference. Maybe let's start by looking at Zweli Mkhize's reputation, you know, how he was affected, how the public really views him, especially around the COVID-19 pandemic issues and what came out of that. So first candidate, Zweli Mkhize, your thought on that?
Yeah, I mean, Dr. Mkhize comes with a history with ANC, and he's linked different roles both nationally and in KwaZulu-Natal. And most importantly, now recently as the minister, or former minister of health, you've seen that created a space for him to regularly engage with the public, engage with society, to engage with business and South Africa and the world during that COVID-19 pandemic. I think that, you know, that gave him an opportunity to earn trust, and public trust is the most important key factor. But remember that public trust is not necessarily the ANC trust, so it doesn't made necessarily to support within the ANC. And then at a later stage, of course, he bumped into that situation with digital vibes, which turned things around for him drastically in terms of the support that he had and the trust that he had built, the reputation that he had built within the country.
All right, and Phalaphala Farmgate also has been talked about and extensively this year. So how has, do you think this has affected the president's reputation, and how could this affect the conference in December?
Yeah, so President Cyril Ramaphosa also had an opportunity similar to that of Dr. Zweli Mkhize. When you look at those Sunday briefing sessions that he used to have with the nation, with what he called the family meetings, over a period of time, he also positioned himself in the ANC as a corruption buster, as someone who was dealing with the reform and the renewal of the ANC since he took over office. But unfortunately, besides Phalaphala, there are other factors. But if you look at Phalaphala on its own, really, that has dented his reputation significantly. If you look at the local and international headlines, remember, when you look at Ramaphosa, you're looking at the former chairman of the African Union during the period of COVID-19. He was actually leading Africa's conversation against COVID-19. And for him to now have tried to turn into this Phalaphala situation where money was found at his farm and that money could not be declared, or was not declared, really places him in a very awkward position, especially when there is a parliamentary process currently underway with that panel of three that investigates him, and the deep level of criticism that he received from all the former presidents, or the three at least, former presidents of South Africa, former President Halma Motsoaledi, former President Jacob Zuma, and former President Thabo Mbeki. He actually said, well, what if the panel of three finds that they are findings? And of course, when you look at the numbers, and they speak for themselves that he has the most support. But if the panel of three, the outcome comes adverse on his side, he's going to have difficulties contending in that conference, because then if he's charged officially, the step-aside rule that he has so much can vast for would have to apply to him. And that is the contradiction that you find in the ANC, that you now have the two top leaders in the ANC who are actually not only standard-driven, but they're facing serious investigations, even though there's no police docket next to them saying that you're now going to repeat that the next 2 weeks or so. But the investigations are of an adverse and serious nature. But it tells you about the ANC, that controversy and investigations and scandals are similar to how the organization behaves. And so the organization is not affected, as it may, internally, in terms of who gets nominated, irrespective of the kind of complex investigations that they are facing as an organization.
Yeah. Let's look at these numbers. I'll use the key position, or the first position, I mean presidency. You have Cyril Ramaphosa going up against Zweli Mkhize. Cyril Ramaphosa is at 2,037, and then Zweli Mkhize is at 916. When we look at these figures, yes, it's a nomination list, but should we hold on to these figures as a clear picture of what will happen in December, or could things change and go the other way around?
The numbers give that as an indication of the sentiment in the ANC and those who are attending the conference. It gives you an indication of where it's going. And it was known all the time that President Cyril Ramaphosa would have had an upper hand given the number of branches that have nominated him nationally, which was around, someone made an indication, estimate of around 70%. But the nominations, of course, as we know them, are not necessarily votes. And we know that we are waiting for this report from the panel and the outcome from the panel of three. President Cyril Ramaphosa's only shortfall in this election, or in this run-up towards the ANC elective conference, is Phalaphala. And if he cleared of the Phalaphala matter, and he has a clear sweep of the game. But unfortunately, with this thing hanging around him, anything can happen between now and the conference, and that's the difficulty reputationally and politically that he is facing.
So there is no chance at all, or no time, for these candidates to clear the air, including President Cyril Ramaphosa?
In the law of public opinion, It's very difficult for him to convince the public to support him, given the reality of Palapala and what we know.
Okay.
But we know that what we know publicly is not necessarily legally sound, and therefore he may clear his name legally. He may clear his name through parliamentary processes. Similarly, Dr. Mkhize is still facing the digital vibe scandal, even though there is no evidence that has linked him directly. And the special investigation unit is still, those processes are still underway, even though he said, well, clear me, because you actually didn't have access to any documentation that you now claimed to have in your report, and so you need to adjust your report. So they still have a chance to argue different things, but Mkhize in particular,
yeah.
I think it will be difficult for him to clear his name, because that his issue is dependent solely on other parties, including the SIU. And unfortunately, he can't dictate when investigations must take place.
All right, noted. And then let's look at a man who has played a key role in governance in the province, Mr. Stanley Chupuma-Tabata. His numbers are looking proper for the position of chairperson at 1,492, up against Gwede Mantashe at 978 and David Masondo at 501.
Absolutely. So Stanley Tabate has already, besides the some of the minor governance issues that he may have faced, some of the opponents that he may have faced during his tenure as the Premier of Limpopo,
yeah.
he has consistently demonstrated leadership and understood the dynamics of the ANC. He also played a crucial role in placing Ramaphosa's name early on in the contest for re-election or the second term as president of the ANC and ultimately president of South Africa. But the numbers are there. They are very, very clear. This contender, main contender, if we may put it that way, Gwede Mantashe, is not currently very strong. I mean, he's been in the ANC for too long. He's been in the chairperson role for too long. He's been in the NEC for way too long. He's now been in the cabinet. The systems are not working in his favor. If I were in his position, I wouldn't actually contest this one. And I would let other people contest this role. Because Matawati seems like he's going to have a clean sweep. And even though, again, we must reiterate that there are nominations, and anything may happen in that conference room. But the indications are very, very strong that he is going to be the national chairperson of the ANC at the end of this process.
All right, thank you so much for helping us just analyze the conversation and, you know, look at all these candidates. That was MD for Reputation First Group, Tsepo Matseba.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.